Blog Talk Radio. Infamous Chaos Music Group.
Everyone, it's the Quiet Storm Love After Dark radio show, powered by the Hilltop Radio Show in association with Vibes Live. You got Robin Lynn. You got Robin Lynn holding it down tonight. And DJ Sean, I just see popped in the house. DJ Sean, are you there? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I was on mute. Sorry.
Okay. I was like, is it me? I was looking all at the board and everything. How you doing today on the Quiet Storm Love After Dark radio show?
I'm doing good. It's raining down here in Charlotte, North Carolina. So what better night to have an awesome show with Asia Million. We'll be tuning in with us shortly with you guys. And, I appreciate everybody that's tuned in, everybody that's getting ready to get tuned in, and everybody that's already tuned in, looking forward for an awesome show with her and ladies here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Also, make sure you guys tune in Wednesday, the Jukebox. We got Joe Public and Alan Admiral. Alan Admiral was the lead bass player for the Stone City band, Rick James's band. So he's going to be on with us as well with Joe Public on Saturday, 4 p.m. Tune in, y'all. Yeah.
Okay. Not bad. Yeah. Not bad. Yes. And I see Doc Honeycutt, is that you? Did you just roll up? Did you just roll up to the bumper?
I pulled up. Hey.
We are all lining up, getting ready for the Quiet Storm Love After Dark radio show. I love saying that.
I know, right?
So, DJ Sean, tell us some of the new and exciting things you have coming up on demand for everybody.
In the mix is nothing strictly but independent artists 24/7, but you gotta have your music mixed and mastered, and it has to be registered in order to be played on demand, because you will be receiving your streams, be getting paid. You want to get paid, you gotta follow the right directions in order to make your money on DJ Sean Live 24/7.
Yes,
and also on demand, we're gonna be bringing you classic reggae, classic hip-hop from 77 to 84. We also be going to be doing a classic hip-hop roundtable on the Jukebox show soon. And one of the biggest names that has been added to that roundtable is the one and only, the legend himself, Afrika Bambaataa.
Yeah. Ooh! Ooh! You go, Sean. Wow. Wow.
It's kind of funny, and, you know, I'm calling in because I'm at work. It feels funny.
Doesn't it feel weird?
It feels fucking weird.
Oh, wow.
It feels weird.
Oh my God.
November the 2nd, Monday night, we got Ladies Night on the Hilltop Radio Show. We got Monique Songbird. We got Portia. We got another young lady named Salty Thomas. She's an underground from out of New York. Portia's from South Carolina, Monique is from Indiana, and of course, Beauties and Bikers own the Egyptian goddess herself. She'll be on here from North Carolina. She's going to be on the fourth female
wow.
on Ladies Night, and then we're doing a part two in 2 weeks after that. Yeah. This lady.
Wow,
night.
Those biker chicks, they get around. They get around.
Yeah,
wow.
They in the damn streets. Ain't that right, Doc?
We in these streets, y'all. Dang, we out here in these streets.
I swear I just seen you rolling down the street with on a motorcycle and you got a red and pink bandana on your head. I swear that
you
was
know
you.
It. I was in the wind. I was getting it in.
Yeah, and it looks like there's some young male on the back screaming. Ah!
I was going.
Ah!
Did I have a passenger on the back?
yeah. They go. Ah! Wow. So let us know anything. What do you have coming up lately? Recently.
So just
soon.
Out here
I don't
working.
Know. What's the word?
Filming. Ooh. Filming, working, you know, just trying to get out here and stay out here and stay relevant in the streets. We got a show coming up November 7th, Showtime at the Armand Cow Brewery featuring a Michael Jackson tribute, the Beauties and Bikers. We got a few of the drag queens coming out. And also, One Badass Drummer is going to be on doing his thing. So we'll be out there, hosted by you guys, Hilltop Radio, Vibe Live, and DJ Sean. Thank you.
Yeah,
right
I'll be
on
out there.
Ride on.
I'm gonna be
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be into the show, but I'm also gonna be tasting a different style of the beer too. So I might be a little tipsy, but I'll be there.
Be tipsy, like we're gonna make sure you get right.
Okay, everybody in the house.
Right,
yes, so, mm-hmm.
Well,
wow.
Like again, tonight, you know, Asia Million, very talented young artist. You know, she wrote a lot of music for a lot of artists. Dina Howard, Mary J. Blige. She sang with backup with B2K. She's got a hot book out that's right. For tonight, for the the Quiet Storm, so she's really going to bring some excitement. And, you know, Grown Folk Radio, keep it locked right here, you guys that's tuned in all over. We got some new callers,
mm-hmm.
some new listeners, and the Delaware, Maryland, the DMV area, as well as New Jersey. So. Shouts out to you guys that reached out to me to get the link and everything. Proud of you guys.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow. Awesome.
And also, shouts out to Butch Deo and Spider D and Leroy Johnson for really pushing the Hilltop brand, you know, not only here in the States, but across the pond, as they say. Over in the UK, shouts out to Eric Dial and Christine Million as well, pushing the Hilltop Radio
mm-hmm.
show. So yeah, thank you.
We
thank
appreciate
you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm getting nervous now. Should I call our guest? I'm ready to get started.
You should.
You got this, Robin.
Yeah. Is it a 212 number pop up yet?
No, it's just us on the board so far.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, go ahead. I'm gonna mute myself, and I'm going to call her, and then I'll call you right back. I'll mute myself.
Okay.
I'm going to call her. I'll be right
okay.
back.
Okay. We want to thank everyone that's tuning in from wherever it is that you're listening in on all social media platforms, Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire Stick. Uh-huh. Public service announcement. Get out and vote. All right? Vote.
I want to second that, Robin Lynn. Like, people don't know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people don't know the importance of voting. Like, this vote right here, I mean, all of them is
yeah.
very important, but this one right here,
yeah.
y'all, we need to really, like, if you don't
Ooh.
Have a ride, call your friends, check on your friends, make sure they do have a ride, because everybody needs to place their votes, like everybody.
Yes, yes. Also, they. I just found out that it's a myth that if you're a felon or even incarcerated, that you can't vote. Different states and cities have more lenient policies on voting if you're incarcerated and or a felon. So check out your local statutes and vote. Hello, we've
right.
got a caller on the line. Is this our guest, area code 302? Hello?
No, that's Debo.
Oh, hi, Debo. How are you doing today?
I'm very, very well. How's everybody doing?
Oh, man,
every time
we're
you call
doing really
show,
good.
Man, you always sound like you're dragging, man.
Huh?
Every time you sound like you always sad, man. The Quiet Storm Sports. Wait, you need a boss lady, Jay, to send to do another Corona or damn.
Hey, hold that thought.
Another damn wine for you, the man, to wake up, man.
Hold that thought. I'm gonna let
you
answer that in a minute, Devo. So
I want to say hello
and welcome to our guest of the day, the VIP of the hour, Asia Million. How you doing today?
Hi, how are you? I'm good. How you guys doing?
I just want to say this. Go ahead.
Debo, after you hear her talk about her book, you'll get some tonight, my brother.
Oh, man. What did I miss?
And on that note, yes. I'm going to leave you guys. You guys be easy. Pray for y'all. Love y'all. Asia, thank you again for being a part of the show, sweetheart. And we'll touch bases with you. You guys have a good night.
Okay. Thank you.
You too. All right. Good night. Be careful, man.
Yeah, so thank you once again for joining the Quiet Storm Love After Dark radio show, brought to you by the Hilltop Radio Show. That was DJ Sean. He had to work tonight. So you got Doc Honeycutt and myself and Devo. We're going to hold it down tonight.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, sounds fun.
Yeah. Grammy-nominated singer, author. So we're going to talk about all of that. But your book, I can't see, Dreams, Love, and Music. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. That's the topic for Quiet Storm Love After Dark radio show tonight. I hope you don't mind.
Oh, me? You hope I don't mind?
Yeah. Yeah, I hope you don't mind.
One of my favorite subjects. Absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay. Okay, good. Doc Honeycutt, 105.3 FM, Charlotte. You want to start off?
Yes, yes. How are you doing, Queen?
Hi, I'm doing well, Queen.
Once again, let me say I'm very honored to share a platform with you tonight on the Quiet Storm Love After Dark. So just a few questions, and I'm gonna share you. I'm not going to try to take up all the questions, but, you know, I just want to know, like, what was your inspirations for writing your book, and how did you come up with the name?
Okay, so my inspiration for writing the book was, I'm you know, as a little kid, I've always been a dreamer. You know, I always used to think about, you know, what, even, you know, from young, I used to really think about what I wanted to do with my life and, you know, the things that made me happy. And it was dreaming, you know, and it was definitely music. And it was love too. I was always looking for love, but I wasn't looking just for like any old love, you know, the regular love that people just, you know, because they're attached and they know you for a long time. I was looking for, you know, real love, you know, communication, connection, understanding, you know, people who actually really get me type of love, you know. And so that's what I, you know, I wrote the book because, you know, a lot of people don't really have something that they look forward to that kind of gives them hope. Sometimes people get stuck and they're like, okay, what do I do? And for me, I just wanted to share what worked for me, which was, you know, dream therapy and love therapy and music therapy. All of those things became therapeutic to me and helped me.
Wow. Was there a certain age that, or how old were you when you started dreaming? Or you became aware of your dreams? Yeah.
You know, from young, I want to say 4, 5, 6, like when I used to just look at Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson, I used to just always just see, like, I used to wonder, like, as a little girl, like, you know, I know this is weird. I don't know if anybody else thought about stuff like this, but I used to look at the TV screen and always wonder, like, can I do that? Could I, like, what does it take to get on that side of the screen? And, you know, and then once I started singing and realized that I could sing and saw the reaction of other people, then I actually started really wondering it, it wasn't just the wonder. I actually started doing my research on how can I actually make that happen. You know what I mean? So, you know, there's a lot of things going on in my household and a lot of things going on that that made me want to really, I guess, seek something bigger or something. I just always wanted to find out what my purpose was, because in my household it always seemed like there was a lot going on and nobody had time for me. And, you know, but I was just like, I'm here for a reason, so there got to be a reason why I'm here, so let me figure out what that was. So I was always searching for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Always searching for my purpose.
Wow. Go ahead, Doc.
Yeah.
Oh, so, okay, you know, like, how many chapters does your book have?
10. I wrote 10 chapters, and it's super duper. They're not long at all. It's an easy read. You know.
I was just going to say, could you, like, kind of, like, you know, tap into, like, a few of the chapters, you know, and just kind of let us know, you know, what each chapter meant to you? Maybe, like, one, you know, five.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, let me pull it up. Chapter one is her story. And in chapter one is very interesting. Her story, I'm actually talking to, you know, I'm in a studio working on some music with an artist who, in that session, she started telling me about her personal life, and she's talking about her, you know, her relationships. And, you know, she got into how sex was with her ex, and then how sex was with the next. And it just was deep for me because, you know, sex with the ex drained her. And it was just like he didn't support her. She wasn't happy. She became, you know, resentful. She didn't want to do her, you know, he didn't want her to work on her music, and she didn't want to pursue her career. And then, you know, she left that situation, and then she went with some, you know, she was in another situation, and she was just saying how sex was just so different. Like, it was just, it gave her life, and it made her, it reminded her of the things that made, that kept her happy, and, you know, and he pushed her to do her music, and it was, she, you know, she just, she broke down, and she was crying, and she was telling me this whole story, and, you know, we actually wrote a song together because of that experience. But it was just, you know, it was a lot of different things. It was very emotional, and she was crying, but then, you know, we started laughing, and then we got work done. It was productive. It was so many things in one session, and I thought that was interesting that, you know, her story kind of like kind of really helped us get the work done, get the music done, get the song done. So that's what her story is about, chapter one. You know, I break down everything as far as like when she called and how it happened and all of that stuff. So it's very detailed. Even the sex is super duper detailed. And when I say detailed, and she's talking about the second, you know, her ex that she was having sex with, how, you know, he literally showed her where her uterus was, her cervix was, and where her G-spot was. And once, you know, you know, it was, you know, he broke it. I mean, he literally, you know, she was like, wow. Like, he showed her things about her body that she herself didn't even know. You know, so, you know, she just, it was really deep. And then,
where he
now
at?
That, I'm going to say,
where is she? What's he doing right now?
Ooh, that was funny. Oh my goodness, that was hilarious. Oh my gosh. Damn. That is so funny.
Do my women run this mother?
Oh my goodness. And then that segues me over into, I'll go into chapter, let me see, sex art is chapter 5. So in sex art, I talk a little bit about the different type of sex, you know, that we have. Sometimes we, you know, we have emotional sex. Sometimes we have, you know, freaky sex, porn star sex. Sometimes we have slave sex. Slave sex is the sex that, you know, when you're in a relationship that may have run its course, and you're like, it's like a job that you can't wait to clock out of, you know. And, you know, and then you know, it's like, you know, that's when it's over, and you just got to figure out how you're gonna get out of it. But I talk about the purpose of sex. Like, if you could think of, like, what are your three top purposes for having sex? You know, people don't talk about that. People see each other and they're like, oh, I like you, I like you. And then they have sex, but then they don't realize that they may be destroying each other, because one person may be thinking, oh, my gosh, he loves me, we're going to be together. And he might be thinking, oh, we're just having sex. We didn't have a conversation about what you want out of this. You know what I mean? So, you know, I break that down in sex art, and how to create, like, some amazing sex and how to avoid disastrous sex.
Yeah. Communication.
Yeah.
Communication. I have several songs of yours.
Three attachments, I think, is emotional, physical, and spiritual. That's what I would think it would be. Because each one of those things is, especially when you in a sexual relationship, those three things matter, really, really.
Right. Yeah. Unfortunately, they don't matter to everyone. Some men are not really trying to connect with you emotionally. They just want what they want. Mm-hmm. They want that. They like a squirrel, and they want their nut, and that's it. You know.
I'll say I can't speak for all men, but I will say in that situation, because I used to be one of those. It's not always that they don't want to be emotionally connected. They do. They just don't know how to do it, and they begin to refuse themselves the pleasures of being emotionally connected.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. That's good to hear from a male perspective. But I think sometimes, when a woman tries to, and he doesn't want it, he might not want it from her. I think sometimes it works, whereas he might not know. But if it's the right one, or if it's someone that he's feeling, he might be receptive to it if she offers it. But oftentimes some men actually run away from it, and they really just, they have their goal and they're focused on their goal, which is to hit and then run and go
mm-hmm.
find something else and go run and find something else.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how emotional some women get with mm-hmm. them, it actually pushes them away even more.
And most
men, I mean, everybody's different.
Yeah, most men, they don't equate sex with emotion and affection like women do. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, I'm sorry, Ron.
No, go ahead.
I would agree to that in a sense, partially.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the difference between the male and the female on that note is that a lot of men, and again, speaking from a male's perspective, from my own perspective, a lot of us really don't understand what that emotion is. We know what it is,
mm-hmm.
but we don't understand what it is, because it's
mm-hmm.
a lot of times to us, it's foreign to us, because growing up, depending on the type of environment that
mm-hmm.
you grow up in, the majority of the household that I grew up with, my uncles, you know, my uncles taught me
mm-hmm.
My uncles taught me a lot of things, and growing up and listening to the things that my uncles used to say, man, don't get attached to no woman, don't do this. That's because they was taught that way,
right?
You know, but when we're dealing
right.
with that aspect of it, or the emotional aspect of it, women is always going to be more emotionally involved
mm-hmm.
in that aspect, because women are emotional beings, period.
Right.
Yeah.
I break that down in the book, too.
I got a song. She got some music, too. I got several of your songs. I'm going to play Her Story Mic Mix. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's
yeah.
have a listen.
Okay.
This is her story. This is her story. Once upon a time, she was falling in love,
but then she started falling apart.
Entanglement explains the whole relationship. Man takes and drains her, but the next man wakes and elevates her.
Say,
ooh, yeah, a woman loves it when you go deeper.
Ooh, yeah,
go beyond the surface, seek her.
Ooh,
yeah, 'cause everybody always wanna hear the hook,
hear the hook.
Yeah, but don't judge a woman till you read her book. This is her song. She's singing.
time to get a whole new perspective on Ram trucks. Because to us, there are no small jobs, no little tax, and when it comes to innovation, there are no modest ideals. No wonder why more people are switching to Ram than ever before. Ram trucks, back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year.
Wow. I like your music. I like your book.
Where
can
nice.
We purchase
yeah,
your
you.
Book? Where can
the
we book purchase your
on
book?
On Amazon. Yeah, it's on Amazon.com, mm-hmm. and it's online at Barnes & Noble as well.
Nice.
Okay. Okay. And where can we get that song?
The song is actually out on all streaming platforms. So Spotify, Tidal, iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon Music. It's out all streaming platforms.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to do like book signings and listener parties and things like that?
Yes, I am. I'm going to wait to the top of the year just to kind of like, you know, see what happens with this whole COVID-19 thing, but I do have the first one planned for February.
Yeah, about that COVID, do what you want.
Yeah.
Just do what you,
you
want.
Know. Right? No, I hear you, and I am. I didn't want people to feel like, oh, I don't want to, you know, come out, but, you know, you're right. 2020, you know, 2020, I let everyone rest. Maybe everybody needed some rest. I don't know, but I think in 2021, we're about to get back out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, turn up. Wow.
Now,
yeah.
What would you like for people to get from reading your book?
I want them to know that their story is valid. Everyone has a story, and some people live in silence. Some people don't feel comfortable, feel weird or insecure about their stories, whatever their story may be. But what I would want them to get is that no matter what your story is, it's yours. Own it and always know that you can always revise your story, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can always rewrite your life, and you can always do things to, you know, upgrade and make a situation better. You can always do that. But the only way to do that is to actually just acknowledge what you have going on in the present and own it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're a motivational speaker as well, right?
I am, yes.
Now, is this part of, like, your seminars and lectures when you talk to ladies about, you know, actually owning yourself? And
absolutely. That's really the whole focus. You know, that's that, you know, I do, I speak to everyone, but I do, I am really big on women empowerment because it's
mm-hmm.
a lot of times, man, you know, women, we're like he said, we're emotional creatures, and sometimes we don't know what to do with the emotions. We don't know how to deal with them, and we sometimes can be all over the place. And I just felt like if women had the right type of support, we would just be amazing
mm-hmm.
together, you know. But women, I want women to know, like, at the end of the day, going back into sex and all of that good stuff, we hold the power. The power is right there in our vagina. We hold that power. And a lot of times we give it away thinking that that's the way to get a man or keep a man. But, you know, the power is really in just not giving it away and letting him and sharing your emotions with him, letting him know who you are and what you're feeling and what you're looking for before you even give that up. And if he's not willing to go there with you, then he's not worthy of it, you know. And a lot of times women don't know that. They just do it the other
mm-hmm.
way around and feel like, well, he wants that, so let me give it to him. But he doesn't know anything any
mm-hmm.
better. Like he said, he knows what that is, and he'll get that, and he'll keep it moving because he doesn't understand the emotions. We understand that, the emotions. We are the women.
What did TLC say? All he could say is, baby, it's good to me.
really,
that is so funny, yep. It's true.
Really?
Because they don't know. You know, they don't, like, we're the ones with the emotions, so we have to share that. And a lot of times, a man will know what his woman is feeling if she's in a place where she can articulate. You know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I do, you know, want to speak to women. I do want to kind of, like, speak to women a little more because men are going to follow our lead. We got what they want.
mm-hmm.
We got what they
mm-hmm.
want. So they will shut up.
That don't work on every
know.
Man, though. Trust.
Hey, listen, I'm not trying to say we should go on strike or anything like that, you know. I'm saying if every woman was on the same page and understood and valued, you know, her body and understood the power and the magic that
mm-hmm.
she had, she wouldn't give it away so quickly. And I'm not, you
that.
Know, and you know, and
mm-hmm.
because, and the reason why I say that is because sometimes I'm not knocking anybody. You know, I've had one night stands, but I'm not knocking anybody. I'm just saying when you become resentful and you don't get what you're looking for out of a situation, that's the reason why, you know. Then we gotta sit there and be left with dealing with our feelings and being with what we're feeling after he's gone on to the next. So it's just something that we have to understand that we don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the same way that a man he may not necessarily lay down with every woman that he encounters. It's, you
mm-hmm.
know, it's picky in the same way. Choicy in the same
yeah.
way. Nobody talking about running game on nobody.
mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
People today, that's what a big part of the problem is that people aren't aware of their essence and the
right.
vitality and the power of their essence. And then they go
mm-hmm.
around experiencing their essence, not knowing, and you can cause harm and damage, not understanding.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
you know, it's
the
easy.
And
yeah.
that's what I'm calling it in the book. I call it a STD, a sexually transmitted demon.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you hurt someone, you go
mm-hmm.
around having sex with someone, and then now that person's left hurt, and then she does that, and she passes it on to the next man. And then in her mind, she's like, well, if men can do it, I can do it. It was done to me. So now she goes and she does that to the next guy and then leaves him. And it's just like everybody's just passing it around. When everybody's just like,
everyone's
left
going around
like,
making
what's going
soul
on?
Ties. Making
well,
soul ties and making
is.
Soul enemies.
That's what the
what?
Old saying comes in at. I said, that's what the old saying comes in at. Hurt people, hurt people.
Exactly. Yep.
No, it's just a cycle.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a cycle,
and it goes.
Correct.
I think it can go either way, either or, because I mean, I'm all man where I'm at today versus where I once was, and I can
mm-hmm.
honestly say that majority of the women that we look at, or most men, some men look at in a different light as. I don't want to call no names or nothing like that, but, you know, they look at, well, she's easier, this, that, the third, whatever the case may be. Majority
mm-hmm.
of the women that men can look at like that somewhere along the line was hurt by a no-good man. And
definitely.
She carries that bag. And the next
mm-hmm.
man that she meets might be the perfect one for her, but that particular person that's standing in front of her with his arms wide open and willing to pour his heart out to her and give her all that he has to give, he's got to fight the demons that's left and the skeletons that's left from the next man and the one before
mm-hmm.
that. You know, so it's a fight. It's just it's always that fight. Now, I have
yeah.
to get past the demons that's left by this individual. Because
mm-hmm.
that particular person, the man or the woman, whoever it was, because it works both ways, they didn't get himself time enough to heal. You know what I mean? Sometimes
mm-hmm.
you got to date yourself. You got to date yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you set
exactly.
the ball.
Exactly. And that is what, now, so that talks, I talk about that in chapter, the chapter is called Riding Your Own Wave. And that is chapter 8. And in Riding Your Own Wave, I'm talking about self-love. I'm talking about how you have to really date yourself and find yourself and treat yourself well in order to know how to be treated. Because if a man comes around and doesn't treat you that way, you know, like, if he doesn't treat you better than you treat yourself, why is he here? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're going to have to, you have to know yourself in order to be able to set these boundaries. Because if you don't know yourself, you're just going to settle for anything. Because you just, you
that
know,
makes,
you're open for whatever.
That makes perfect sense.
It'd be really tough. Because I'd be like, I buy my own jewelry. You see these rocks on my fingers and on my ears and on my wrist? Yeah, I bought that. So you will have to be better to myself than I am to myself, you know. But
it's about being good
to each other. It's about having value in yourself and having value in that other person that you can exchange that. So
exactly.
Where do you have more books on the horizon? What are you going to write about next?
You know, I actually am working on another book. Well, I don't want to put the name out there yet because it's not, you know, it's not finished, and I don't want to just kind of like, it's still in the oven baking. It's not ready to come out yet.
When you start writing, do you like? I'm gonna write a book. I'm gonna write a song. No book. No song. No book.
No, that's so funny. No. That's what it does seem like, right?
I would not even know, because it's just fascinating to me, that whole process.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That's funny though, because that's why I'm doing it the way that I'm doing it, because it's just like, I wrote the book because I have more time in the book. I can get more details, and then in the song is only like 3 minutes. So, but I still was like, there got to be a way that I could put everything, I could fit it in 3 minutes, because there are some people who just refuse to pick up a book for whatever reason. They don't want to read a book. So maybe if I write the song, they can still kind of like get the story in, you know, in 3 minutes. So, yeah, I do have that thing, like, should I write a book? Should I make it a song? I definitely have those thoughts all the time.
So tell everyone, what is your, nuh-uh, you lying story? Something that happened to you that when you go and you tell everybody about it, they're like, uh-uh, you lying. Tell us, what was your nuh-uh, you lying incident in your life?
Wow.
That's a good question right there.
That is. That is so funny. It's a good question. It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything. I don't... you lying. When did anybody ever say this? I don't know. I think everybody that knows me know I'm crazy, so they believe it. They know I'm doing. I don't know. Like, what are you lying? You know. Let me be honest with you guys.
Okay.
I got the you lying when I told someone the story about the whole situation that happened in the first chapter. So in her story, right, that girl that I was talking to, I was talking to my younger self. So that was me talking to my younger self. Like, I broke down and I had to deal with myself, you know. So when I told someone about the situation of being sexual with someone who, you know, he hits a cervix, and it's like, oh my gosh, that hurts. He's like, nah, that only hurts because that's your cervix. And then he pulls me back. Then he's like, okay. And then he hits the uterus. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to use the bathroom. He's like, yeah, no, you don't. That's your uterus. Then he pulls me back. And then he was like, now I want you to feel this. And it's like, he hit something else, and I'm like, oh shoot, what is that? Yeah, that's your G spot. You know, my friends was like, yo, you're lying.
Wow.
I was like, I can't make that up. Like, how can I make that up? Like, where'd I get that from? So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was a
that's
you lying
not
moment.
Really far-fetched.
We got
we've got
Boss Lady J's on the line. Boss Lady J, do you have something you'd like to ask?
I'm taking notes.
Yeah.
I'm taking good notes too.
I know that's right. Yeah. Yes.
How
long?
Wow. Yeah, I got the first. I got the you lying, and then I got the same thing that y'all say. Where's he at?
Okay. Yeah. Where is he? Where is he?
Right. Like I'm taking good notes.
God.
So just don't pay me no attention. I'm got my pen and my piece of paper. I got to write me a poem about this. I ain't never got to write one.
Oh, that poem is gonna be on fire. Lit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now you hit a key point about, you know, you have to love yourself and you have to know yourself. And
mm-hmm.
I just feel like, you know, going into a relationship or leaving one relationship and going right into another, like I see a lot of, you know, ladies and guys both.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, after, like, they'll be head over heels and don't even give themselves time to actually love themselves or know themselves. And then, like, 2 months down the line, you know, they with this person, then they start figuring out, you know, I don't even really like who this person really is. Like,
exactly.
How can we get people to understand, like, you gotta give yourself that time. Like, you gotta give yourself that detox time. So you can even know what you want. Like, you don't even really know who you are at that point and what
that's
you really want and looking for.
Exactly. Mm. And that's funny you should say that, because one of the lines that I actually wrote in that chapter was, you know, they say in order to get over someone, you have to get on top of someone else, right? But in my book, I said for me, I wanted to get to the bottom of my own shit. So in order for me to get over someone, I got on top of myself. I stayed to myself.
Yep.
I didn't answer my. There was certain times, like I logged off of social media. I didn't answer my phone in the morning. I would just allow myself to spend time with myself and pray and meditate and figure out who I am and what I'm going through. And I said to myself, and that's when I got strong, like, if I'm at home and I'm going through what I'm going through, I'm not calling anybody for any of my needs. The only person I'm calling is God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm becoming stronger in this process. So in that point, by the time I did that with myself, the people that would come around, the people that I did speak to, were people that God was sending to help me in order to help me grow. You know, so, you know, sometimes we don't make clear decisions when we're trying to get over someone, because we don't even know ourselves, and we have to regain ourselves back. Because sometimes when we're in the wrong relationships, we lose ourselves. And some people don't even know themselves, and they're using all these other people for love or for sex instead of just giving it to yourself. I mean, I even talk about, like, if you have sex with someone just for the prime purpose of sexual pleasure, then you need to be masturbating, because when you come together with someone, that's when it's time to connect for real. So if you're not at that place where you're ready to connect, it's okay to masturbate and spend time with yourself and self-pleasure.
Yeah.
Figure yourself out. How are you going to have somebody
because
else
that,
try to please you when you don't even know how to please yourself?
And that connection still happens whether you intend it to or not. So soul ties are real. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
So
right. The connection happens. But if it's not I believe, if correct me if I'm wrong, soul tie is something different from your soulmate, right?
It's well you correct, but also when you exchange bodily fluids, when you exchange spiritual fluidity
yes.
with someone,
mm-hmm.
you that's the act of marriage. That's what marriage is.
Right.
Intercourse.
Exactly.
That's what marriage is. Uh-huh.
So that's what the Bible says.
And so,
whoever penetrates
yeah.
you becomes your husband. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so you can't, even though we can tell ourselves in our minds, yes, I'm not going to be attached, blah, 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 but that still happens. This is why when you break from one another, this explains why people still go crazy, even knowing that this is not going to be an emotional attachment. Or even
yes.
if they do know it, they can't accept that. Does that
right.
make sense? So, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
and then what happens
soul
is that. Right. No, I get it. Because
yeah.
then when you're not, when it's not the correct, when it's not someone that you're in alignment with, you're already attached. But you might not even be in love. You might not. It's just that attachment is there. So it's hard to break away. Because now you're
And you know
emotionally...
what's funny to me? Now we'll go, don't catch feelings, but we'll go, let's take it to the next level. But that next level
mm-hmm.
is usually down in bed, unprotected
mm-hmm.
sex. Don't catch
mm-hmm.
no feelings, but you'll come up with baby mama
mm-hmm.
drama, disease,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes death.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm. So you're keeping it all the way real. And that's why it's important for you to really
let the
know
guest
yourself.
Speak. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I'm good. Yeah, I'm done.
No. I was saying let go ahead and let you speak because that we want to hear what you want to say.
Well, yeah. I mean, what you're saying is 100% correct. And to avoid all of that, if we spend more time with ourselves. We would know when someone is trying to manipulate us. We would know when a guy is after us just for the box and nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have nothing else
mm-hmm.
to give us and we know ourselves and we love ourselves, we would be strong enough to say, no, I'm good. You know, I can
mm-hmm.
stay at home and take care of myself and please myself and then turn on my TV and watch what I'm watching and be okay. I don't need all that mess. I don't need what you got because you really don't got nothing. You know, so you
wow.
gotta really... You know, you'll be able to decipher like that's not worth it. Now, when someone is coming correct and he wants to do the same thing you were doing for yourself, like, you know, let me take you out. Let's go out. Let's go out for dinner. Let me show you this. Let's do this. Let's have a conversation. Now you someone's on your page. He's giving you he understands what you want because he's offering all these things that because these are the things that he's done for himself. So now doing
mm-hmm.
it together. It's going to be a companionship. It's not even going to be somebody's needy. It's not going to be somebody's trying to use you. It's an actual, it's now you're complimenting each other. Now you have a partner to do these things with. And
yeah.
I hope
somebody's paying attention. Ooh, I hope they pay attention to you. We can learn a
yeah.
lot from you.
A lot
yeah.
of somebody.
Okay. So, where can we find you in social media?
My Instagram handle is The Continent, TheContinent. On Twitter, I am Asia Million, AsiaHMillion. And on Facebook, it's Asia The Continent. And, you know, my website is AsiaTheContinent.com.
Okay. And your music and your book, where can we get the book again?
Book is on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble. I just realized, too, I just saw, got an email. It's on Books A Million as well. And
okay.
The songs are on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Tidal, Pandora, iTunes, Amazon, Amazon Music. It's out there. It's on all streaming platforms.
Okay. And words of encouragement.
It would be love yourself. If you're looking for love, you actually already have it. Instead of looking for something in someone else, you already have it. Give it to yourself, and then you'll find the right one. You'll find the right one that way.
Wow. Wow. Well, it was really
awesome.
Yeah, but
sometimes we all, you know, thank you guys so much for having me. You know, you guys were fun. I had a good time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And we got to have you come back again and again and again. So everybody make sure
let me
you
know.
Get that
I love
book.
It.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And yeah, let's do it again. Let me know when you guys, you know, next time you guys are
okay.
Open and we'll set it up.
All right.
Thanks.
All right, everyone.
Okay.
Well,
alrighty,
that's gonna wrap
bye.
It up
enjoy.
For the Quiet Storm Love After Dark radio show. On behalf of DJ Sean, Doc Honeycutt, and myself, and everybody else, thank you, and have a good night.
Good night! Good night.
Good night, you guys.
Driven female entrepreneur.